So this was a joint effort. Professor Mehmet Sekinadeh, he's a visiting scholar at Cal Poly. He came from the Çanakkale University in Turkey. And Kaushik and Jay Singh, they are both from the School of Packaging at Cal Poly. And I happened to be in a part of their discussion, and they said, hey, would you like Mehmet to come and play in your lab? And, you know, so here we go. And I work for RPO. RPO is North America's largest fresh-cut vegetable processing company. You would have seen our products branded as Eat Smart in Costco and local grocery store. And I lead a team at RPO that provides modified atmosphere packaging. We do breatheway packaging, which is a passive modified atmosphere packaging technology. Now, this research or this project does not involve any modified atmosphere packaging. As part of our providing a better transportation services for our own products that we ship all over United States, we were seeing some damages that were thought to have occurred during the transit of these products. And we kind of were attributing it to, you know, losses in temperature, and, you know, a lot of products was getting rejected. When we did a complete evaluation of our supply chain, we could not find anything what was damaging. And then in one of our discussions with people at Driscoll's, we found that they did some work on blueberries, and the vibrations of blueberries on a air ride truck. And they found that a lot of delicate products like strawberries, blueberries, and raspberries do get a lot affected by the vibrations. And so we embarked on this mission of seeing, okay, what we can do with the strawberries. And why we chose strawberries, you know, it's California's, you know, cash crop as of this moment. You know, with the water receding and California not getting enough rain, strawberry seems to have just taken off. Strawberry growers like not having rain, and most of these strawberries are grown in irrigated areas. So I've seen a shift. We are in the Central Valley of California, and we are seeing this shift from people growing broccoli in the Santa Maria region. They are moving up north towards Salinas and Monterey, and most of the strawberries which was grown in the Oxnard and Ventura is actually moving up to Santa Maria. 3 years ago, Santa Maria used to do at least 70% of broccoli, 15% strawberries, and, you know, the rest of the other products like cauliflower. But now we've got 80% strawberry being grown, and this only 10% of broccoli grown in Santa Maria. So, you know, we chose strawberries as part of our endeavor here, and we wanted to make sure that we pick something which was highly perishable, and we could see an impact of, you know, the vibrations, and we can display and talk about it more. This is something that we took from the California Strawberry Commission. And if you look at this whole losses from farm to table, transportation actually causes up to 8% of the losses post-harvest. That's a big chunk. And a lot of companies and a lot of effort is being put to minimize and mitigate that 8% losses. So what happens during transportation? You know, you've got compression, vibrations, and other impact forces during the shipment process that can result in the mechanical damage of the strawberries. Now, what else happens when they are going on a pallet on a truck is, if the vibration frequency of the truck matches the vibration frequency of the PET container that the strawberries are stored in, that causes a vigorous bouncing action of the strawberry inside the PET container, and that causes a lot of surface tissue damage and a lot of mechanical abuse. And that is what was making our strawberries more susceptible to abrasion bruises, And that's where we were seeing a lot of mold growth happening. As soon as you would put the strawberries out from a cooler temperature to room temperature, because that's how strawberries are displayed in most of the retailers. And prior to doing this research, we always thought that it was more of a human mechanical damage, because if you come to a strawberry farm up in California, you would see pickers running between the fields because they are not paid by the hour. They are paid by how many boxes or cartons they are collecting. So the thought process was, you know, they don't pay a lot of attention. It's not a very very meticulous job. They are just ripping strawberries apart, and that would have imprints of fingerprints on the shoulders of the strawberry, and that's where we were seeing a lot of mold. But we never considered this, that vibrations could be causing that. So chitosan is now being the second most abundant polysaccharide in the nature, and it's being used all over the place as a food coating. FDA has approved this for a grass use, and one reason for using chitosan was it has a very strong antimicrobial and antifungal properties. Coating is very easy, but for this trial we made a few chitosan solutions, and we were actually hand dipping individual strawberries and waiting for 1 minute and then drying in a chamber with a normal fan on. But what we figured out is you could just use a spray dryer, like a spraying mechanism on a, if we had to make it commercial, you could just have your strawberries coming on a conveyor belt, and you can have a fine mist sprayer on top just to coat the strawberries. But that is something that we are still looking on, making sure that we don't damage the strawberries in the process. So what we did was fresh strawberries, the variety Monterey, at commercial maturity, were obtained from Apio, and you know we have farms around our base in Guadalupe in Santa Maria. They were selected free from visual defects or damage, and they were all of the uniform size and color, and they were divided in four groups. So we had a control, which was not treated with any chitosan solution. The others were 1%, 2%, and 3%. And they were dipped in the solutions for up to 1 minute and then taken out and dried. After drying, so this is the process when the strawberries were actually coated with chitosan, and then they were stored for up to 4 hours in a cooling chamber with a fan on, just to make sure that they dry out really nicely before they were weighed and put into PET containers. And then these strawberries went into the RPCs, or recyclable plastic containers. And what after we put them in those RPCs, we palletized them, and we did a simulated distribution test. This is how these were packed, and this is a air-ride simulated test equipment at one of the packaging labs at Cal Poly. This mimics, this can be calibrated to actually mimic a spring ride suspension of a truck, as well as an air ride suspension. So in this study, we use the air ride suspension because that has become the industry norm on fresh produce. More and more companies want air ride for their products, not a spring loaded system. What we chose was, when we palletized these strawberries, we took samples for this test from the topmost, the 21st tier, and the middle layer, which is the 11th layer. We found that the shocks and vibrations were at their minimum on the lower levels of the pallet. We did three measurements. We measured them for firmness using a Wigner FT penetrometer. We were taking a respiration rate just to measure what the respiration rate of the strawberries would be, coated and non-coated. For measuring of respiration rate, we were using a respiration meter from a company called PerfTech. They have this amazing instrument that, you know, that has solved a lot of our problems as far as the respiration rate goes, and weight loss was just measured using a weighing scale. So firmness, we ran this test for up to 2 weeks, 14 days, and we saw a considerable difference between the firmness of the of the strawberries as compared to the strawberries that were coated with chitosan, we didn't see a lot of difference between, or a significant difference between 1%, 2%, and 3% chitosan. Weight loss was again very significant. This was a 3-replicate trial. no significant difference between chitosan chitosan treatments. What was interesting here was, you know, the chitosan coated strawberries showed lower respiration rate than the control, and you could attribute that to once these strawberries were subjected to vibrations and mechanical damage, respiration rate was higher in those strawberries, and that led to a lot of weight loss. But this is what we did just to understand what happened on the cell wall structure. This is a scanning electron microscope of a fresh strawberry, not coated, not subjected to any vibration. Now see what happens after 1 hour of simulated truck ride. Now 1 hour of simulation on that machine equals 300 miles of your truck transportation. This is what happened to the cell wall, the outer structure of the uncoated controlled strawberries. You see the outer structure is completely damaged. You can see the seeds just coated. I'll just go back and forth and show you what the control and the uncoated strawberry look like. This is exactly what the control looked like. No coating, no vibration. This is no coating, subjected to 1 hour of vibration. And this is what happens to the surface with 1% chitosan coating. There's absolutely no cell wall damage, no external structure damage. Similar results with 2% chitosan. 3% chitosan was some similar as well. Now this is, we were trying to measure shelf life, but just by taking pictures. Now this is the control at day 10, and this was all kept at 42 degrees Fahrenheit or about 3 degrees Celsius. Within 10 days, we saw a lot of mold growth on the control that were not treated with chitosan. And chitosan 1%, 2%, and 3% were pretty okay. So the conclusion here was, you know, definitely coating strawberries with chitosan or any other food coating would prevent, definitely reduce the effect of vibration that may occur during the transportation. And, you know, it definitely reduced the weight loss and we got better shelf life. So what we have started doing internally, and this is something that we've worked with Driscoll's as well, is when you take the wooden pallet, you know, most of the pallets that we use for palletizing these strawberries or anything else, we were using just normal standard wooden CHEP pallets. But what we have done is we've actually inserted at a few points these wooden blocks that are less denser than the structure frame of the pallet, and that even with using the air ride, these pallets act as a better shock absorbing mechanism. So just to make sure that we have very, very minimal vibrations, and that has been working pretty well for us. Well, I have 6 minutes now. You can ask me any questions. Thank you. Yes.
I was wondering how different you control from a real harvest. Because you harvest them, then you store them.
Yeah.
And if you call it different between doing the way you did it with just putting it in a clamp directly and chasing it,
good question. There was a lag of at least 24 hours. Because usually in harvest, what is happening is as soon as they are harvesting the strawberries, it directly goes into the clamshell. In this case, we were getting the strawberries picked up at the field. We will bring them to the lab, and then Mehmet would start treating them. First, we would actually cool them down to 39 to 40 degrees Fahrenheit, and then we'll start the coating process. So between the coating process and the drying process, it at least took us at least 24 hours after harvest, and then these strawberries went into the PET. And we definitely feel that if we were able to do this on site or faster, we could have gotten a better shelf life. We've done some tests where we've just picked strawberries and put them in modified atmosphere, and we've got up to 17 to 22 days of shelf life. And that's the reason why, because of that gap or delay and, you know, more human handling of the strawberries, we could get only 10 to 14 days of shelf life. Now,
for the
No. We could not differentiate between chitosan 1% to 2% to 3%. It was very similar. No significant differences observed. Dr. Adair, in one of his papers, he had done some testing on strawberry coatings, and he had come up with 3% as the best treatment, and you know, subject to 1 minute of exposure. But in these trials, we didn't see a lot of difference between 1%, 2% and 3%. I think 1% works as good as 3%. You know. The less we use, the better, I guess. I know.
Yeah, so what's the magic of chitosan here? So what's it doing to those strawberries that allows them to prevent?
Well, I think what chitosan was doing is just acting as a waxy coating and preventing those mechanical damage that was caused due to the vibration. I am looking for the same answers as you are. I'm not sure. You know, when we looked at under the scanning electron microscope, the way chitosan coated the strawberries was, it looked like, you know, you have this like a Glad kind of a, you know, when you coat anything with this, your Glad wrap, it has this elastic sort of a coating being formed, and I think that's what we saw. If you look at this picture closely, you know, these sleeves that you see here, these are the curves of the chitosan. So it felt like it's actually wrapping instead of a waxy coating. So maybe that keeps them protected from rubbing against each other and getting mechanical abuse done. I wouldn't have a clue what was that, why it was happening. It worked. Well, we did some flavor studies, and they were not on any hedonic strain scales or anything, but they tasted fine. We could not taste any chitosan. I mean, one of my concern was, because chitosan is derived from shellfish, and you know, you would smell it or you would taste it, but we did not notice at 1% or even up to 3%. We did not notice any flavor. You do smell when you are treating it with chitosan, because you've got a lot bigger solution batch. But once you apply it, you can't smell anything.